This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan.
Wake your asses up! Saturday night, New York City, tri-state area. It's your favorite Theo Al Cintron on the Fan. The number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got my man Buff Bagwell, Connor Green behind the glass. What's good, brother?
I'm doing good, Al. How about you?
I'm good. Feeling better?
Feeling good. Thank
all right,
God.
All right. Thank God for that. We don't need no incidents.
Yeah, definitely not.
What's going on with the local baseball teams? Dropping like flies, left and right, both teams being affected by the injury bug. Are we even going to have a baseball season that means anything around here? Unbelievable. St. John's kicking ass. What a game. We'll get into that later. Draymond Green, you're in my sights. We'll get into that later as well. We'll have Max Goodman at 10:20 talking all things Yankees. And Matt Verderami at 11:20 p.m. talking about NFL free agency as well. So stay tuned for that. But I'm going to start with the baseball teams. What the hell is going on? What is going on? You know, you're hearing about all these injections around here. I'm thinking about A-Rod all over again. And Jason Giambi and those Yankees. But here we go. We got Giancarlo Stanton going for a third round of injections in both elbows. What the hell is going on? DJ LeMahieu, calf. What the hell's going on? And Garrett Cole. Could be done for the season. And for all the talk of we need to get rid of Marcus Stroman, go get Nolan Arenado. No. Because first half Marcus Stroman is pretty damn good. And you're going to need him to be relevant and good so the second half of the season matters. Because what's going on right now with the New York Yankees and the injury bug, and you add in the guys in the bullpen that have been affected, this is bonkers. I mean, this is nuts what's going on with these baseball teams in this town. The Mets are not excluded from this. That's for damn sure. You know, Sean Manaea, let's see if he's going to be throwing soon. Starling Marte needs WD-40 for his knees. And you got Brandon Nimmo, speaking of injections, injection in his knee, and now he's not going to have any baseball activities, not going to be able to perform any activities. Doesn't mean he's in a wheelchair for the next 48 to 72 hours. Again, what the hell is going on with our baseball teams? What do they do all offseason? You know, I've mentioned on previous shows when, you know, all these injuries are happening. Go into your baseball card stash or go Google baseball players in the 80s. Go look at them and see the shape they were in with their mustaches and goatees and just being out of shape. quote unquote out of shape. Those guys actually played 140, 150 games. This wasn't happening. And then you look at the athletes of today. Adonis is ripped, chiseled, and jacked. Glowing. All their off-season workouts. For the world to see on social media. For all the likes. And the retweets. And the repost. And for what? To fall apart before the first game of the season? This is nuts. This is nuts. You know, and this before this season, like I did last season, I had Yankee fans and Met fans call in. How many games do you think the Yankees win? How many games do you think the Mets win? The Mets number, I believe, was 90.5. We'll check that again. And the Yankees was 91.5. Well, how are you feeling now? Do you want a mulligan? Those that called in? Those that gave their predictions? It was a nice long list of them. You know, we had for the Yankees from 94 to 99. We have for the Mets the same thing. 90, 94, 98. Are we feeling confident, Mets fans? Are we feeling confident, Yankee fans? Which team's in the most trouble? It's the Yankees. That's for damn sure. You cannot lose your ace for the season. You can't. And I know Gerrit Cole last year didn't throw meaningful pitches until June. I get it. I understand it. But you can't lose them for the whole season. And then you're going to put all the pressure on Max Fried. Well, guess what? You're getting paid like an ace. Get ready to perform like one. Will it even matter? Again, are we going to have relevant baseball around here? The second half of the season? Or is the season around these parts going to be over by the All-Star break for both teams? Now, I'm not going crazy when it comes to the Mets. Sean Manaea is supposed to be back mid to late April. I'm good with that. Frankie Montas, we all knew this was going to happen. We all knew this was going to happen. But hopefully he's back. You know, May, June. Oh, and don't forget Luis Gil. That's another one. He's out till July. Again, the theme is, what the hell is going on with our baseball teams? Brian Cashman's going to have to get creative. You want to save the season, especially Giancarlo Stanton's out for the season, Gerrit Cole's out for the season. You're going to have to get creative. And these teams are going to try to fleece your ass. They are. Unless you take back a player that has a good amount of years on his contract and money, you can figure out the money part with the team you make the trade with, to fill the DH spot, to fill an outfield spot. I have a guy in mind. I mentioned it to Connor before the show. I know you're going to think I'm crazy. You can't do it. But guess what? If you're looking to save your season and have a guy come in here that is a name that can produce, and no, not off the scrap heap. I know people said Alex Verdugo. Yeah, okay. How did that go last year? Besides the first month and a half of the season, how'd that go? There's a guy, Adam Duvall, out there. Well, if you don't give me $3 million, I'm going to retire. Well, peace out. Peace out. There's a guy I have in mind, and he plays on the West Coast, and he's in the AL West. Now, I'm going to have to check, before I mention his name, I'm going to have to check his health condition. Because if he's not, you know, good to go for the season, then this is all for nothing. All for nothing. But you're going to have to get creative. You're going to have to get creative, Brian Cashman. And the guy I'm thinking of is Mike Trout. Oh, he always gets injured. Well, guess what? You're desperate. You're desperate. And you have Cody Bellinger for 1 year. And you don't know how, if he's going to sign, if he's going to be productive. But that's how desperate you're going to be if you're the Yankees. Starting pitching, we'll see how that goes. You know, you have a deep pitching staff. You know, Luis Gil's going to be back for the second half of the season. You have Will Warren. Maybe he can get the job done. Clark Schmidt. Max Fried. I know mentioning Mike Trout, you're going to think I'm crazy and bananas. I'm just throwing a name out there. But you need something. You need a guy with pop, with power, that can DH, that can play some outfield as well. But the Yankees are in trouble. The Yankees are in trouble if you lose Giancarlo Stanton for the season. And especially if you lose Gerrit Cole for the season. If you lose him, oh baby, Yankee Stadium, the second half of the season might be a ghost town. The Red Sox have gotten better. You know, the Orioles are going to be there. They have a lot of young talent. The Blue Jays are going to be hanging around. Tampa, who the hell knows? You know, they seem to stay in it all season long. And maybe, just maybe, if you can stay relevant to the All-Star break, to the trade deadline. The other name I'll throw out there, and I know there's been rumors of that he doesn't want to be a Yankee, but it seems to, you know, he's lined up on that. And the realistic option is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I mean, who else is there? Who else with that kind of firepower, that kind of offense, that kind of production? Who else is out there? Who else? Give me some names, Yankee fans, some realistic names, Yankee fans, or even some fantasy names that, if you get creative, can happen. Two-team deal, three-team deal. But man, the Mets and the Yankees.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Especially the Yankees cannot afford any more injuries. Any more. You already had the AARP club going into the season in your lineup. You couldn't afford any losses. And here we are, March 8th, and the season for the Yankees could very well be over before it even starts. 888-808-1019. Your calls after the break. Al Cintron on the Fan. Back after this.